about
you gotta put it in perspective.
Look. Bean, I can't look. I'm listening to the radio. Why do you keep saying look? Can you just say listen?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
You need a Twitter account.
Not gonna happen. The whole thing is inane. Besides, 140 characters is far more than anyone needs to make a point.
They actually upped it to 280.
Oh, good God.
There's a lot of butts on the internet. Have you tried looking there?
You'd be doing windmills. And if it doesn't blow, you can forget about television for that night. Darling, I want to watch television. I'm sorry. The wind isn't blowing. I know a lot about wind.
And now,
it was the 3rd of
April, our feature presentation.
Bean made that specifically for today only. Oh.
And Bean was very upset that the last 2/3 of the month fell on the weekend. So we weren't able to enjoy February and March.
A lot of backstory on that one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would get up on the weekend and just make it for myself just to hear it. But
sure.
It's not the same as being able to play it on the radio.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean show. It is Wednesday morning, the 3rd of April.
The big dog is back!
Ladies and gentlemen, return of the mighty Kevin Ryder. How was Las Vegas, dude?
Man, I needed to get out of the house so bad.
Yeah?
I hate it.
You hate what?
You guys hate it? Bean seems like he likes it. Like
I being in the
locked
house?
Up in your house?
I love the house.
I'd be happy if I never had to leave.
I love the house for a day and a half, maybe. Mm-hmm. But then mm-hmm. I had stuff to do. Mm-hmm. Kings game I had to miss and a Galaxy game. Then I start really getting mad. I don't know if that's the same reaction as everybody. But now I'm sick of being tired. All right, what's next? I got stuff to do.
Right.
So you've been sick.
Yeah.
Okay, because nobody knew that. We never said
you
were sick.
Oh, I was in Vegas.
Yeah, you haven't mentioned that. Yeah.
I was in Vegas, and I didn't feel well.
Right.
After all of the
Like, were the
gambling.
Kings playing in Vegas? Cool.
speaking of the gambling in Vegas,
yes.
I did not participate in the March Madness bracket here at K-Rock.
I assume I'm ahead.
Well, this is my question, because Allie was breaking it down for us off the air the other day. Is it possible, Allie, did I hear you correctly, that Kevin could still win even though he didn't pick the final winner?
You heard absolutely incorrectly.
Yes.
I did.
Incorrect. I wasn't keeping track.
No,
I'm still up there?
No, there's no way you'll win.
You heard incorrectly.
There's no way you'll win.
There's no way.
What?
Not
but
even
you
a possibility.
You have a path to win, though, right, Allie?
I do. Here is what Stryker broke it down, because I don't trust my math.
Okay.
He said that if Michigan State wins it all, I win. If Michigan State wins in the semifinal game and loses the final, he wins. Stryker.
Oh, Stryker.
And mm-hmm. if I'm Michigan out. State loses this next game, RJ wins.
Oh,
which
man.
We can't have.
We can't have
that. Yeah, because he's the expert. Yeah.
This is how much of a giver I am.
Okay.
I just want Michigan State to get past this round so RJ doesn't win. Then they can lose just so Stryker wins.
Then you're willing to fall on your sword and end it all.
I would like to win it all again. I mean, second year in a row. No big deal. But I'm just willing to fall on the sword just so RJ loses.
You're honorable.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
Why did you pick Michigan State?
Green and white. Boy. Okay. I actually was going to go there. There was something about Michigan State. Oh. I just like them. Hmm. And because everyone was a Michigan fan, I was like, ugh, Michigan State.
I'd just like to say something. Uh-huh. You're not that dumb person who picks based on green and white.
Mm-hmm.
You're just not.
Really?
Well, she just said she was.
Yeah, but...
And I bet it's because it reminds you of the Celtics uniforms.
I look good in that green. And
really?
There's something about the coach, and I like that I can Jay-Z it up when I talk about his name being Izzo. So there's a lot of really dumb reasons.
I told you she knows a lot. So she's not only going with green and white.
She's a professional gambler.
Correct.
Thank you
That's a
so
great reason.
Much.
on our side bet, though, Kevin and I owe...
It's looking like I'm going to be the winner on our
Excellent.
Side bet.
So yeah. Because the winner sort of loses. This is a terrible
Absolutely.
Bet.
It's a terrible bet. You get a cameo that we pay for that mm-hmm. makes fun of you.
And you guys pick who it is.
Correct. Yes. Mm-hmm. And what they say.
Oh, that's right. That's
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
Who's Michigan State playing next, Allie?
Yeah, honestly, no idea.
Don't even
Zero
know.
Idea.
It's Texas Tech.
Is it?
What if their coach's last name is Hova? Then what do you
think? Oh, that's a great question.
Amazing.
Then you're in trouble.
It's a toss-up.
All right. Well, I guess we've got a lot to look forward to this weekend and Monday, right? Before we get into today's all-new Kevin and Bean show, because we've got a good one for you today, have you ever had any interest in being in the Guinness Book of World Records?
Nope.
No.
I'd like to be in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would be a nice legacy.
I do too.
I think it's like a nice legacy.
Dave would like to be in it.
Dave would like to be in it as well.
Dave, haven't you given any thought to something that you could do that might get you in the book?
Again?
I have tried before.
Well, you tried your TV watching, yeah, but since you failed at that, I'm asking if you thought of anything else.
When Bean says that, A, Dave set the record.
Right.
And B, twice. He didn't get the record because of our record keeping.
Twice.
The records, I don't know, like records like 79 or something like that. He went 100
hours straight,
yes,
right?
And watching television.
And didn't get it because we didn't document it properly.
Maybe you should try a third time.
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
We tried to talk him into that.
Try it again, Dave.
He's not had. There's lots to watch these days.
Yeah, too much.
Well, the reason I bring it up is because family members of a 77-year-old Chinese man are trying to get him in the Guinness Book of World Records. He's not interested in it. He didn't go for this record because he wanted to be in the book. It's just a decision that he made when he was 23 years old. For some reason, he got it in his head that his family would be healthy and safe if he didn't cut his hair.
Huh.
So he has not cut his hair.
This is my type of OCD person.
This is gross.
Since he was 23.
How long is it?
And now he's 77.
You're like stepping on it?
It is, I haven't done the translation. It is 5.5 meters, which would have to be, 6 feet or so, right? I would imagine.
Oh, it's so in his butt crack.
At least more than that, probably 7 feet.
It's always in his butt crack.
Yeah, but only part of it. And then it keeps going.
It's 18 feet, guys.
Whoa!
And a half meters is 18 feet?
Yes. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It was 3 feet a meter, but I didn't want to guess because I sound stupid.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know anything about meters.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
It's 18 feet.
Well, he keeps it in dreadlocks. You'll be interested.
Oh, that's the worst part of this story.
Oh, my God.
That's what I think. And you've probably seen him at a fish concert.
Or like a 311 show.
it came to the attention of the world when his daughter-in-law accompanied him on one of his long and frequent visits to the hair salon. He travels to a city, Sichuan, in southwest China to have his hair washed. Twice a month he goes. He has his long dreadlocks washed in a sink, then painstakingly dried and then put back together. It takes two or three people around 3 hours to complete. I mean, I guess he's 77. He probably doesn't have a lot else on his calendar,
right?
But those two hair appointments a week?
Oh, don't worry about it. I got nothing else for the day.
But why would you want to go through that?
Mm-mm.
Why would you want to carry around? That has to be very heavy for an old man.
Very heavy.
Yeah, why would you want to carry that around and go through that travel and that 3 hours twice a week just to have long hair? If you're not even going to get in the record book.
Yeah, but you already answered that, for the safety of his family. If he believes it's for the safety of his family, it's worth it.
But also, if you're in your 70s and you can grow that kind of hair,
Please don't make that noise ever again.
And why are you doing gun fingers?
It's like, man, ladies, what's up, man? Look at my hair.
You think he's getting laid with that hair?
I think it's possible.
Wow.
I mean, imagine
18 feet of hair?
His peers have no hair. Like, he's the only option.
Yeah, right. And that makes them the winner, as far as I'm concerned. The man's daughter-in-law recently told the newspaper that in the late 1970s, somebody offered to pay him around $600 for his hair, but he refused, saying his family's health was more important than money. And I am wondering, because it would have been good information to know.
Yes, please tell me about his family's health.
Yes. Has no one in his family died? Like, is his mom 111 or something, and that's what keeps him going? It doesn't say. It doesn't say anything about how it's worked out. I mean, if we find out that this dude lost 8 kids already, then I'm going to say, what the hell are you doing, Grandpa?
Right.
But 18 feet of hair.
Although, I will say this. What's better than going to a hair salon and having people wash your hair?
I hate it.
Oh, well, of course.
I hate it. I don't like to be touched.
See, for me, that's one of the greatest things ever.
Yeah, there's a whole business behind it, a dry bar and all those places. Yeah.
But if you're doing that 2 times a week where people are just like,
2 times a month.
Two times a month. I'm out.
And then he has 18 feet of hair for them to work on, so they're rarely touching his scalp, I assume.
Yeah.
It takes 3 hours.
I got to rethink this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I say beat it, Grandpa. That's what I say.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
He's a liar. He's just lying. All those things, none of those things are true.
I mean, he said anything yet.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Did Omar do the right thing?
I'll guess no.
The answer's no.
Probably no.
Other people speaking Spanish, what's that about?
Well, there have been a number of stories in the news where Americans, how do I say this?
They're berating people.
Yeah, they're berating people because their Spanish is being spoken in front of them, and we're not in Mexico. Go back to your country.
It's like, you know, all those white patty, you know, like those people that you see on people's cell phone videos that are just screaming obscenities at minorities.
Like barbecue
yeah.
Becky.
Why is that?
And all them.
Yeah, why is that happening so much?
Yeah, all of a sudden it's happening. There's been two or three stories in the news in this last week, and Jensen saw it with his own eyes this week as well.
Wow. I think I did. Yeah.
So we need to find out why it is so upsetting for people that other people are bilingual and you're stupid.
And then we need to kick them out of the country and give the citizenship to the person that's speaking Spanish.
Yeah, the people have people who are speaking Spanish have citizenship. That's what's so infuriating about these stories.
True.
Is there Americans who are able to speak two languages? They're the ones who are being berated. So we'll discuss.
Jensen found a guy who ate all of the Taco Bell menu.
Every item.
At one time.
Yes.
Oh,
one
sounds fantastic.
Yeah, one visit.
Is beer mug okay?
That should be his Guinness Book World Record.
I mean, yeah, exactly.
We have something that I can't wait for called Allie's Fart Box. I'm not positive what that is, but I'm looking forward to it.
Allie's Fart Box. That's exactly what it is.
Can't wait.
He put that on the schedule.
Oh,
Allie's Fart Box.
I saw it last night. I was like, I'm dying to know what that is.
That's why you're here today.
Yep.
Nothing could keep you away from Allie's Fart Box.
Correct. Plus, we've got your Coachella passes, K-Rock Party House passes, and TCL headphones this morning coming up in the 7 o'clock hour with a game. We will take a...
I'll say it again, then. It's Wednesday morning. Alan McKay is here. Time for a first look at what's happening.
Hey, said that thanks the first time. So much, Bean. I appreciate it. Well, good news. Nipsey Hussle's alleged killer, Eric Holder, was taken into custody yesterday afternoon in Bellflower, which people were like, you shot somebody... on Sunday, and the furthest you got away, knowing that the streets were going to get you, was Bellflower?
Never seemed like this was a secret. It was out in the open as to who it was. That everyone knew they had a problem with each other. Like, I think he was just waiting to get caught.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well,
so he knew he would get caught, so why run?
Yeah.
When he was apprehended, he was allegedly trying to check himself into a mental health facility. A witness on the scene said that Holder had called a mental health facility and claimed that he needed help. So that is where he was picked up by the police. Officer said that after the shooting, he fled to a nearby alley where he got in a getaway car driven by an unidentified woman who has since turned herself in and was set free because she said, listen, I had no idea he even did anything. He just got in my car. I didn't even know he had just shot somebody.
Like, I'm an Uber.
Right? How crazy.
My rating's
going to
go down. I have waters for him.
Just insane. But in other news, Nipsey's girlfriend, Lauren London, the mother of their son, Cross, has broken her silence, and she shared photos of her, Nipsey, and their son, along with a caption that said, I'm completely lost. I've lost my best friend, my sanctuary, my protector, my soul. I'm lost without you. We are lost without you. I have no words.
It's the worst.
Just awful, awful situation. And yeah, they're saying they knew each other. It was a personal dispute. Like, what? Oh, it's just, it's awful. The whole thing's awful.
Mm-hmm.
In basketball news, though, did you see Russell Westbrook had an incredible game?
Yeah.
It's only happened since the early 60s.
From 2020, right?
Yeah, and that was dedicated to Nipsey.
Yeah,
and
wore
it makes
a shirt
sense
walking
because
in.
He wore a shirt, Crenshaw shirt walking
that's
in.
That's cool.
And then 20 plus 20 plus 20 is 60, which is the nonviolent gang that Nipsey was in growing up. I mean, they have violence, but it's not quite the 80s with the Bloods and the Crips. And I thought that was like kind of a nice, touching tribute.
That's some Illuminati stuff you're doing right there with the math.
Well, he said it. Russell said it in his post-interview.
Okay, I thought you were just doing it.
No.
Like, what the heck, Jensen?
I'm also a genius, but yeah.
Allie looks at anyone that can add or subtract like they're a genius.
I don't know what this magic is you're doing with these numbers.
What kind of crazy voodoo are you doing?
Well, I didn't have much help when it was, you know, coming time to translate meters, I'll tell you that. Jensen had to look it up.
Yes.
None of us knew where we were going with that.
No. 18 feet was a lot different than you said it was like 6.
Well, because I thought a meter was like 39 inches.
No.
That's what Bean's been telling the ladies, right? I don't even know how that would work.
Yeah,
it's huge no matter what.
Yeah, I don't know.
That'd be great if Bean said that.
But 18 feet.
I mean, that's not even
that's,
little,
that's a different
guys.
Room.
That's...
I
got a hula hoop with myself.
Right.
Good God. So Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones was on Good Morning America yesterday, and she was talking about her fiancé, Joe Jonas. And she said that he was on set for most of this last season, So we kind of figured out the ending. So they made him sign an NDA.
Oh, that's,
that's just funny. He knows the ending, had to sign an NDA.
That's awesome.
When asked if Joe Jonas was any good at keeping secrets, she laughed and said, no, he's terrible. So someone needs to get to Joe Jonas.
Excellent.
That's what I'm saying. You guys.
You guys
hey,
don't
those
want...
Jonas Brothers assholes!
You guys don't want to know how it ends.
That's true. I mean, people, a lot of people would, but I don't.
People who are always begging for spoilers don't really want them if they enjoy the show, agreed. I think.
You're probably right. Guys, what do you think about this? That just looking at a cup of coffee in the morning is enough to perk you up.
I heard that and immediately dismissed it as fake news.
Nonsense.
It is a new study, and it's called the wake-up effect. It can be sparked by just thinking of anything that reminds us of a latte or an espresso, and it's more pronounced than when thinking about tea.
It's thought, tea sucks.
Well, true.
Okay.
Yeah. It's thought to spring from our ingrained belief, especially out in the West, that coffee gets us up and running in the morning. So they had four studies involving hundreds of people across Western and Eastern cultures. They participated by given tasks after being shown coffee or tea-related cues. And those that were exposed to the coffee cues perceived time as shorter, and they thought in more concrete, precise terms. That's crazy.
That is weird.
Is it like Pavlovian? Like,
it's got to be.
It has to be. You're just used to feeling that way when you take it. Mm. So then when you see it, you feel it slightly.
Yeah. And
I guess
in more Eastern cultures, you're drinking tea, so you don't have that same ingrained belief about coffee.
Right.
That's why they didn't perceive things in such a way.
I drink tea every single morning, hot tea, during this show.
Would you call it a cuppa?
It's a cuppa. Uh-huh. But I get no benefit from it unless I'm actually drinking it. Just thinking, oh, I need to make some tea or I'm going to have some tea, does nothing for me. All it does is point out that I don't have tea.
But does it make you excited to have tea and maybe perk you up a bit?
Good question. Hey, I'd like some tea.
Right? You're not dreading the tea.
That's going to make me feel better.
In other words, the anticipation.
Yeah, right.
Maybe.
Well, study concluded.
Wow.
Send it in. Click. I did my study online. I don't know.
Okay.
Not sure.
I thought science was BS, but they may be onto something now that you phrase it that
Thank
way.
Thank you. I'm totally
and
a scientist.
Yet, how much good does that do us, really?
Just to feel it?
Just to know it. Just to know it.
Maybe if you wake up.
I feel better by looking at coffee.
Yeah. What?
How much good does the study do said and done?
I find it weird.
I need to think more about coffee. Did you hear my reaction? Yeah.
There's like five scientists probably who worked on this, and those five could be working on cancer, but instead worked
on
this.
That's my point.
Yeah,
wow.
That is a little annoying.
Mm-hmm. Way to poop all over that study and my science that we got out of it.
Click.
And Beans Party.
Click, send. Hey, guys, some birthdays for you. There's some good ones. Sebastian Bach from Skid Row. All right. Adam Scott. Eddie Murphy, Jenny Garth, Amanda Bynes,
or Adam,
Kobe Smulders, and Alec Baldwin. Ugh. I've got to get over my dislike for that. No, I don't. He sucks.
Quick reminder, tickets still on sale for Kevin and Bean's 11th annual Kevin and Bean April Foolishness happening on the 26th at the Microsoft Theater once again this year. Our second year in a row down there with another great lineup, including Felipe Esparza and Greg Fitzsimmons, Eddie Ift, Jamie Lee, Ray Romano, Adam Ray. The Kevin and Bean rap battle. Which, by the way, Kevin, have you started on yours yet?
Please.
While you were gone, Bean, he killed, man. He wrote the whole thing.
Wait, what?
Well, I don't know that I wrote the whole thing, but I got to My Name is Bean and I'm Here to Say. That's how far I've gotten so far. So I feel like I at least have started the process.
You're miles ahead of me.
It's a bit of a victory lap already, yeah.
Anyway, tickets are on sale right now. You will not want to miss this, especially the Kevin and Bean rap battle to the death, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy them at AXS.com. Allie, you checked last night and there were still some $30 tickets available.
Yeah, it's the loge seats. I was like, what? Because someone said, no, the cheapest seat is $77. I'm like, I don't buy it, sir.
Yeah,
$30. So I looked it up. $30.
And proceeds to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund and Cedars-Sinai NICU. So great night out and great cause. All right, Kevin.
Yes.
You were out yesterday.
Yes.
But it was the great Dr. Demento's birthday.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Many of our listeners grew up with Dr. Demento on KMET and then later on KLOS. He not only made Weird Al's career, but he made thousands of records hits because of first exposure on the show. And Allie had a very personal childhood memory of Dr. Demento that we wanted to explore a little bit.
I sure did. Yeah, my dad had a tape or a record that he had heard on the Dr. Demento show of a farting contest. And when I tell you a farting contest, it was full-blown, like a color guy, and a, like they are going back and forth. There is like
a, you don't need a color guy. Then.
There's a farting pole that if you rub up against it, that will help you with the fart. There are all different names of the farts. This is just what I remember as a kid. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I just remember laughing hysterically, and my dad with tears streaming down his face listening to this. Like, I used to be like, Dad, can we listen to the fart contest? It is one of the funniest things ever.
Or is it?
And that was the conversation. Bean's like, there's no way that holds up. I'm like, I don't know. I feel like it might if we can
and
find it.
And you haven't heard it since you were a little kid with Mm-mm. your dad.
I don't think I've ever heard it.
Well, most people haven't right now who are listening to the radio. It was made in the 1940s, by the way. In the 1940s, it was made by Canadian broadcasters, and it's called The Battle at Thunderblow. All right? The Battle at Thunderblow.
Already in.
Here's how the farting competition begins.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? It is our privilege to bring you at this time an eyewitness report of the first international trepidation contest. We are speaking to you from the ringside of the great Maple Leaf Auditorium, which is packed to the rafters with spectators, eager and curious. For the benefit of my listeners who are not acquainted with the facts relating to this event, it might be well to describe the two contestants.
By the way, I love this guy.
I do too.
This guy is where I want to be in my broadcast career one day.
Lord Windermere from Wapping Foghole in Devonshire is, of course, the champion of the British Empire.
And I'm also thinking about moving to Wapping Foghole. I think I'd like to live there.
The challenger is Paul Boomer, native son of Australia, who I understand worked his way to Canada in the crew of an ocean freighter carrying a load of Melbourne cabbage, upon which... so it is stated, Boomer trains exclusively.
Well, yeah, because if you're on a cabbage ship, that's what you want to use to train your farting, right?
Sure.
All right, so we don't have... the thing is 15 minutes long, so it was very difficult to narrow down. I'll play a little bit of the ringside interview with Paul Boomer, who is the challenger here against Lord Windermere.
And here, ladies and gentlemen, is Mr. Paul Boomer. Will you say hello to our audience, Mr. Boomer?
Hello, Canada! Hello, Canada!
Now tell me, sir, when did you first realize that you were proficient enough to take a shot at the Empire Championship?
Well, ever since I was a little nipper, I liked to fart. I remember I used to make my mother and father laugh their bleeding heads off when I used to let one go in church during the announcement of the ladies' aid.
Excuse me, Mr. Boomer, on the radio, we call it crepitating.
Now look here, Cobber. What I always says is, a fart's a fart, whether you raise up on one cheek and sneak, or whether you give it a full blast like I do.
All right, so he's got a lot of approaches, a lot of different ways to handle it. Again, I won't spoil how it ends, but I will give you some of the play-by-play commentary of the challenger, Paul Boomer. And I think this is the part that you were describing yesterday, is you cannot believe, Allie, how many different kinds of farts there
yes.
are. Well, I mean, these are world
Come
champions.
Come on, Paul.
Come on, Paul. Let's see.
Now the house lights are dimming. And the great flood of high-powered electric lights cascade down onto the center of this great arena where stands, in simple eloquence, the farting post. The farting post is about 4 feet high and is decorated with red, white, and blue bunting up to about 9 inches from the top. The bare top section is worn smooth by the grip of many hands in previous contact. And now a hush falls on the vast throng as Boomer walks slowly, deliberately to the farting post. He's exuding confidence and he gives one... last all-encompassing grin to the tense audience as he grips the farting post between a pair of hands that look as though they could splinter the post.
I mean, aren't you just on the edge of your seat right now in anticipation? Like, what is going to happen? What's he going to start with? Let's find out.
Now he flexes his knees, much in the manner of a boxer. He seems to be concentrating on the very top of the farting post. You can hear a pin drop, and here it comes. Oh, a beauty, a beauty. I think it was a... triple flutter blast. Yes, that's what the judge signals. A triple flutter blast. That gives him 25 points right off the bat. And another of the same, and another 25 points. That followed by one, no, two fuzzy, I beg your pardon, three fuzzy farts in rapid succession. It's amazing how this man can change pace and style of offering by a slight, simple shifting of his buttock area. He's still gripping the post in complete concentration. Boomer now has a score of 65. Those last three fuzzy farts at 5 points apiece, adding 15 to his previous score. And now here's something coming. A flooper! A flooper! A perfectly executed flooper! What's that? I must have been
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. That was a follow-up flooper, a follow-up flooper. The second time in the history of this sport that a follow-up flooper has been achieved in open competition. The only other time, I believe, was during the World Series held in Europe in 1783. During the course of this series, Francois Fouffe, the famous French fighter, after leaving a follow-up flooper, defeated Sandy McWind, his Scottish opponent, by only one bloop and then dropped dead.
I mean, I don't know.
I didn't know there was so much tragedy in this sport. What, a little more?
Yes, please. Please.
Enjoying it, Ellie?
Yes, please.
Well, it certainly has been a whirlwind session. I think the Paul Boomer is about played out, or blown out, as they say. What am I saying? There's a fuzzy file and another. That gives him 10 more points, and he's not through yet, apparently. Wait a minute, here comes a threep. Oh, a little threep. Worth only 2 points and very dangerous. And another threep. Well, he's certainly putting up a fighting finish. 4 threeps, a very hazardous fart because of the danger of plotching. But giving him 8, a very valuable point. And there he throws up his hands. He throws up his hands as a signal that he's finished. And the crowd gives him a tremendous ovation. He's sitting down, looking a little pale, a little wan perhaps, but smiling happily at the crowd. This man has a definite charm about him that has endeared him to all except the most rabid Windermere fan.
I won't spoil how it ends, but there are some very controversial events that happen when Lord Windermere gets up there.
Bean, I've got to ask you, because when you said, listen, I'll go through the tape, I was delighted because I knew it would bother Bean.
Oh, I hate farts.
Because he hates farts. He hates everything like this. Yes. What was your reaction to this?
Phenomenal.
Because of the announcer, am
because
I right?
Of the announcers. Yes,
it holds up. It holds up.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:52.
Hello, Canada.
We are going to update you on the man who is, I think, Jensen's personal hero because he walked into a Taco Bell restaurant and said, I'll take one of everything on the menu and I'm going to sit down and eat it all at one time. Mm-hmm. Doesn't seem possible.
It's my hero as well.
Yeah. But we're going to talk about that coming up just after 7. Between now and then, Allie's here with another look at what's happening here on Wednesday.
Do you guys remember back, like 2005-ish, one of the greatest shows to ever grace television that brought us an amazing clip that we're about to play for you right now?
If you and Steven had babies, they'd be so good looking. They would.
Because Steven's all tan.
I mean, that is a miracle.
I mean, because Steven's all tan.
That's a miracle.
Yeah. And then we got the hills, you guys. So we went from Laguna Beach to the hills and then, what, the city?
Yep, the city was Whitney Porch.
Yeah, I mean, just they're giving us gems here.
Well, they used to own MTV.
Yes.
I mean, that's
all they played.
Any time of the day or night you tune in, it was one variation of those kids.
Yeah.
Well, we now know when The Hills New Beginnings will drop. Monday, June 24th, everybody. Yes. MTV says that the show is based on the series that changed the reality TV landscape.
Take it
Even
easy.
Stanley likes that.
The much buzzed about show will reunite original cast members and add notable newcomers as they write their newest chapters in relationships, romance, and success. But I thought that
they're not going to shout out Misha Barton in there?
Thought the rest is still unwritten.
That's what I heard.
Misha Barton is one of the newbies that's in, which is odd because they're just like, hey, let's throw in Misha Barton.
It feels weird, too, because like it was less than like a year ago she was yelling in her backyard.
Bad stuff was happening.
In a bit of a meltdown.
Yeah.
They're saving that for a very special episode.
Right.
Oh.
Can I play the clip again?
Yes, please.
If you and Steven had babies, they'd be so good looking. They would.
Because she is all tan.
That woman, she married Jay Cutler, right?
She did, yeah.
She did.
They had a reality show, too.
I think it's still on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Well, the one that we'll be missing is Lauren Conrad, or as we call her, Elsie, right?
True, of course.
But she revealed yesterday that she and her husband, William Tell, wow, he's got to be old, right?
Yeah.
Are expecting their second child together. She shared the happy news with a photo of her baby bump. She has a son already with him named Liam James. So congratulations, LC.
She's too successful to rejoin, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, she's got a clothing line. She's doing all right.
Books, betting. She's like all over the place.
As we get closer to the reboot of The Hills, I have over 50 moments with The Hills on my computer. Might be fun to go through some of those.
I mean, yeah.
Let's go through. Just give me two right now. Just a teaser.
All right. I don't know what these are.
Okay. Yeah.
Here's the first one.
I've totally been there with a guy where, like, I didn't really like him. I totally took him for granted. And then as soon as he, like, got a girlfriend or did something else, I was like, wait a minute.
All right. Amazing. One more by request.
Thing is this. This is what I think.
I'd be pissed off. I'd be pissed. I'd be like, are you kidding me?
All right, there you go.
That's the show.
I mean, that's what they're bringing back.
Sounded like they were in the jacuzzi.
Yeah, a lot of jacuzzi.
Which is about 70% of the show. Yeah.
Yes, yes. I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty excited about it. So a Cook County judge may rule in the coming weeks on whether or not to open the files on Jussie Smollett's case. You know, that was sealed. Yes. That whole situation.
Yeah, that whole thing seemed weird.
Very sketchy. And by the way, the president is part of the politicians that are putting pressure on them to reopen this and find out what happened. How come they dismissed those charges against him?
Yeah. Well, lawyers for several media organizations have filed motions seeking to make the records public because of the national attention the case brought and prosecutor's sudden and very unexpected decision last week to drop all charges in the case. They need to unseal that. Yeah.
I think they're protecting whoever screwed it up. That's what it feels like to me.
Yeah.
No?
Absolutely. But I think they're also, there's something with Smollett that once that's out, then he can't anymore claim that he's just innocent of everything.
But why would they care to protect him?
Yeah, because they're also protecting whoever screwed it up, which I think might be police.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Chicago police, no way.
I know, it's shocking. It's shocking. It's such a city that there's no corruption, so I can't quite figure it out, you guys.
Kevin, you don't watch the news because you're a kid.
Correct.
But Chicago is the latest city to elect a non-politician as mayor.
Oh, no.
They elected a woman with zero political experience last night.
Is it working out?
56
years old. So far today?
She hasn't been sworn in yet.
She's already resigned.
She is not only a woman, she is black, and she's a lesbian.
What?
So it's
all right.
Apparently, outsiders are in now in America. Mm. So
that can be a blessing or a curse.
It can definitely be a blessing. Yes. Yeah. I was all for the national experiment of hiring somebody with no political experience. I'm not sure how that's worked out. But there are a lot of quote unquote regular people who are not politicians who have great ideas. So let's see how it goes for her.
There you have it.
I'm in.
With the Bean mayoral update. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Hey, you guys see this? A tour happening this summer. Elvis Costello and the Imposters with Blondie. All right.
That's a good double bill.
Yeah. Absolutely. If you're interested in the dates, August 4th at Five Point Amphitheater.
Close enough. Move on.
Okay. August 5th at The Greek. Excellent. Okay. And I bring you this because I also want to tell you about another show happening at The Greek on August 7th. Psychedelic Furs, co-headlining with James. And Dear Boy is the opener. But I don't know if you heard me. Psychedelic Furs at The Greek. You guys, that's huge.
That's a big deal.
I was
going to go sit at The Greek right after the show today.
Honestly,
wait.
I can't even wait for this. I saw them at the Troubadour last year. And I'm telling you, sounded great. One of the best nights of my life. Incredible. I'm not on their payroll, but Psychedelic Furs at The Greek, August 7th. I'm just saying. Oh, take a party bus to The Greek.
Well, that was a backfire.
So fun. Some birthdays for you guys. Kobe Smulders, Ben Mendelsohn, Amanda Bynes, Jenny Garth, Eddie Murphy, Adam Scott, Alec Baldwin, and Sebastian Bach.
In about, I'd say less than 30 minutes from right now, we're going to give you a chance at a pair of sold-out three-day passes to weekend one of Coachella. It's the weekend after next, you guys, April 12th through the 14th in India. We got exclusive access to the K-Rock Coachella house for you. Plus, we'll throw in a set of TCL Bluetooth headphones. All of that coming up in less than 30 minutes from right now on K-Rock.
It's crazy.
All right, Jensen, introduce us to our new hero.
Brian Shaw is an American treasure. He is a four-time winner of World's Strongest Man.
Wow.
You guys, have you ever watched that competition on ESPN?
What do you do? You pull a card with your penis? What do you do?
Wow.
What?
Whoa.
You're watching a completely different contest. This basically involves him picking up humongous tires, but it does show him pulling an airplane with a rope.
come on.
Like an actual...
won this in 78.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. I don't like to brag.
But that's not the most impressive thing Brian does. You see, on the internet, Brian does eating challenges. He's 6'8", 415 pounds.
Wow. He's a mountain.
He's a monster. His calorie intake is insane every single day. Just to give you a small glimpse into it, he eats 6 pounds of meat every 24 hours.
Oh, my God. That doesn't seem possible.
He does.
Whoa. So does Allie.
Let it sit. Let the whole ring sit.
Yeah.
In the past, he's posted videos of his cheat days and racked up tons of views with those. But this past week, he did the unthinkable. He ordered every single item on the Taco Bell menu in one visit.
That's my hero right there.
How many items is that?
Well, 100.
Okay.
Like maybe 100 to 150 of them. But guess what the bill was?
Oh, gosh.
How much would it cost? I mean, Taco Bell items are fairly inexpensive.
Yes. The entire menu. And some things he got more than one of.
Why?
Because he's
gross. Why would you get more than one? I'm going to say $75 to buy one of everything.
Oh, I'd say probably 170.
Okay.
I would say $270.
But Kevin hasn't done it.
It's $120.03.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Took 5 bags to take home. So let's get into some clips. Here's the kickoff. You can hear the confidence in his voice to start when he makes this distinction. He wants you to know about his order.
Not sure if there's any meat on this or not. It looks like a lot of salad. I'm pretty sure I told him no vegetarian stuff, so I hope there's meat in there somewhere.
I mean,
so disappointed.
Now, remember, this is a man who has no fear.
Right.
This is a dude who pulls an airplane with a rope. Like, mm-hmm. He hasn't found anything that has challenged him in his entire life. So we watch him start to eat these things, and about 10 minutes in, that's where the problem starts to show up.
Man, he's got some kind of weird... Oh, that's some kind of weird sauce or... Oh, that would definitely not be on my order.
Is this Jesse Ventura?
Okay. Well, I
sounds
think,
like a... What does he expect at Taco Bell but a sauce?
To be honest with you, he has never really had Taco Bell before. He had it like once in high school.
How's that possible?
I know. Oh. Look at him.
A staple of
He eats steak all day. Right. And so like it's all new to him. So he was actually mad because a lot of the stuff doesn't have the name on them. So he would just eat it and be like, I don't know. It didn't say anything on the wrapper. So he would get kind of nauseous. And at this point, because he's mic'd and the lav is like right near his chest.
You
can start to hear his stomach bubbling.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, it's gross.
Because it starts to punish him.
All right, I don't know what that one was, but it had some type of sauce that right now my tongue is on fire, and I feel like I've now started to sweat. That was very spicy.
Was it really spicy?
Is there anything at Taco Bell that's that spicy?
I don't know. I think when you start, because now he's like an hour in. Or like
it's all catching
it's
up.
It's all starting to catch up, I think. So he used mostly mild sauce.
Yeah, you can order mild and it's not bad at all.
Well, earlier he said he picked mild because he knew it would be safer on his butthole. Okay, here's when it starts to get very bad.
My stomach hurts so bad, but also I can feel myself sweating because I'm like almost like my body just is like, I want to get this out. And I'm sweating because I'm almost trying not to throw up.
Has he ever sweat before? He's like, I can feel myself sweating. That's new?
I mean, I think this man doesn't sweat. I think this is a dude whose muscles have muscles. Do you know that thing on your neck where it's like...
Oh, he's not fat. I thought he was fat-ish.
Oh, no.
Oh, strong.
He's very,
it's just a mountain of a man. Right.
He's a mountain. He gets to desserts and figures out how many calories this entire meal is.
And he loves it?
What do you guys think?
How many calories?
Oh, I can't. I mean... The reason Taco Bell is so good
is 25,000.
A lot of calories in each meal.
Yeah.
How many did you say, Kevin?
25,000.
Oh, I think more.
Possible.
But
I'm just
guessing. Can it be more? Can you live through that?
I'll say 20.
I'd say 50.
Both showcases for Bean, it's 20,000.
Wow.
That was
a very good guess. And it shows.
There's definitely a new level of discomfort. Just can't explain like the stomach, what my stomach feels like right now. I think we're gonna call it there. I think that's
what?
That's probably about as much as I can take.
Oh.
right now.
Okay,
so.
All right. Okay.
Did he finish? Did he get them all? All
right. He didn't get everything, and it's the first time in any of the challenges he hasn't finished it.
Wow.
He made himself completely sick, and you might be wondering, does he recommend this?
I don't highly recommend this.
No, okay.
Let's put it that way. I feel like I just need to go lay on the floor or something for a while, and I will not be going back to Taco Bell.
Oh, good to know. Good to know. Ladies and gentlemen, Brian Shaw in America.
What are those guys doing? Am I right? We should check in with them.
That was a good question.
What's up with the offspring?
It was well asked.
Thank you.
They were
What's
in yesterday. They were
we should
in
get
yesterday.
An update on they what they're in, doing now.
They've been doing an acoustic tour, Kevin, which sounds fascinating. They only have 5 dates so far. We tried to talk to them into recording and releasing some of that stuff because it's so cool. And one of the acoustic songs that they're doing on this tour is Fleetwood Mac's The Chain.
I don't think I even know that song.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Okay, I know.
Yeah.
What was their response to that?
They're talking about all different options, and they're playing. What's the festival they're playing this weekend, Chip?
The Fire Festival.
Sobroso.
Yeah. So tickets are on sale now if you want to see the Offspring. They're playing on Sunday night. So check them out. They were by yesterday. You can catch the podcast yesterday. They're super fun. Those guys, Noodles and Dexter. Yeah.
Omar, what's up? You have a question for us.
I do. I need some advice. Okay. I don't know if I did the right thing, guys, because last Thursday on the drive home right here on Washington and Hauser, I got rear-ended.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Not in that way, Bean.
Go on.
So I get out, and the impact was enough to rattle my car, and there was a loud bang.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I get out of my car, and I'm surveying the damage, and then the driver of the other car comes out.
And you sucker punched him.
No. Oh. And I'm kind of a little late picking up my daughter. So I'm thinking, the first thing I think, I was like, God, this is the last thing I need, right now. So I'm surveying the damage. The guy comes out, and I had an accident 3-4 years ago where there was already bumper damage done. Okay,
so you're driving it that way.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm driving it that way. So I'm surveying the damage, and there's definitely damage that is hard to see, but there is an indentation of the license plate of the frame that went into my bumper, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like looking at it, and I snap a picture of the dude's license plate and of the damage, and I tell the guy, I was like, well, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do right now. Let's try information, and I'll let you know what I'm going to do. And the guy is searching for his insurance, doesn't have insurance. Okay? So he hands over his license. I snap a picture of his license. And
you
now
put cuffs on him?
No. And now I'm like, oh, God, man. I don't know what to do, because a lot of people say that you don't start feeling pain and, things can appear days later.
Yeah, a couple days later,
right.
You feel it in your neck and everything.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So the guy was just like, there's no real damage there. There's nothing. I don't see anything. And plus, there's already damage here. He's all, I'll give you $40.
Okay. He does not know how cars work.
Right.
Yeah.
And I already got I went to the body shop when I had the original damage done, and they were quoting me something around like $1,300.
Wow.
Because it's not something that they could just buff out. They have to, like, replace the bumper.
Yeah. No wonder you left it that way.
Right, exactly. So I'm thinking, the guy was just being a jerk. Mm-hmm. And I was still kind of like, not in my right head. I was just kind of rattled, you know.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's weird.
You're in shock for a few minutes.
Exactly. And the guy was trying to talk to me and kind of rush me. I'm like, dude, just chill out a little bit, right? And so I'm looking, and I was like, okay, well, I don't know what I'm going to do right now. I'll let you know in a couple of days. Okay,
right.
A couple of days go by, and the car seems to be fine except for the little indentation damage. And my body, I had nothing going on, so I just decided to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
I don't know if that's going to come to bite me in the ass later for any kind of reason. Did I do the right thing?
How could it bite you in the ass? Did he call the police? Did you call the police?
No, because neither it was a minor accident. No.
Okay, so there's no police report.
No, and he didn't. He definitely did. He said he did not want to get insurance involved.
Because he didn't have insurance.
Yeah. So, yeah, he was, like, trying to, like, find insurance on his phone, and I don't know if that's a thing now.
He was trying to buy it.
Yeah, so it's all that stuff. I'm like, oh, you know, is that a thing now that I don't know about?
He's like, hold on a sec, I'm talking to Lightning.
Well, what's your concern, though? You did the right thing, meaning what are you now second-guessing that you should have done instead?
I don't know. Should I have reported it or done something further? I mean, I thought I was just kind of, like, taking the high road, being the guy, you know, it's... I mean, like, I did already have the damaged bumper, but the guy was being a kind of a dick. I did have a fleeting thought where, like, hey, I could get my bumper fixed now because this a-hole, you know,
right,
hit me.
He doesn't have insurance. So now maybe you can't.
Your insurance would pay for it, and they just jack your rates up. There's no way to win in a car accident, by the way.
Agreed.
There's no way to win. I mean, the only thing, here's how you have to look at it. Is car accidents suck, but if you're lucky enough to walk away from it without injury, just put it in the plus column.
Yeah.
And the fact that you let it go, I think, is a positive thing.
I don't
think that's stupid. I mean, okay. It might be. It may end up being because your car won't drive right or something.
That's my concern, too. It's just like, what if down the road, not that the impact was... I mean, who am I to judge? Because everything went so fast.
Yeah.
What if the alignment or the frame... They say, like, once the frame is damaged, your car is all
your
out of whack.
Total.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? So I have no idea.
But that guy was not... That guy didn't have insurance, and that wouldn't have helped you with your bumper. And Bean's right. Then your insurance would have covered it and jacked up your rates.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I don't think there's anything else you could have done. I mean, when you get involved in an accident with somebody who doesn't have insurance, it's a crapshoot, and it's on you, you know? Basically,
okay.
It's your problem.
Damn.
Yeah, right. I think you were being kind, I think.
Okay.
Not pushing the fact that he didn't have insurance, even though he was being a dick to you, which is odd.
He was being a dick. And the weird thing also, it was kind of an out-of-body experience because if anybody was being that level of a dick to me, and if I was in my right headspace,
you would have hit him,
I would have punched them in the face.
Right?
No, but...
They're a coffin magnet to you.
But I would have been like I would not take that, but I was just so rattled, and it was just a really weird experience for me.
But I think you're Homer now, and you don't act out.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a different person.
You're able to control
your
person. You're calm, cool, and collected now. You're hot Omar.
Oh, thanks, man.
John from Simi Valley says he works at a body shop and you should get it checked out today.
Really?
Yeah. Just get it checked out before you...
A little bit too much time passes or whatever and I can't go.
Yeah.
Just make sure there's no major damage.
But I think that's the right kind thing to do.
Okay. All right. Cool.
I don't say that to you often.
I know. That's weird to hear from you guys especially. It's usually, Omar's a dick, Omar's wrong, get the hell out of here, beat a kid.
Most of the time you are.
Damn it.
Yeah.
All right, do get it checked out.
All
How about a pair of sold-out three-day passes to weekend one of Coachella? It's coming up the weekend after next. We've got exclusive access to the K-Rock Coachella House with, by the way, some fantastic artists stopping by, including Dylan Francis, including Billie Eilish, including the 1975, and so many more. Plus, we'll throw in a set of TCL Bluetooth headphones as well. TCL, one of the world's best-selling consumer electronics brands. All of that for you. You have to play a game. You have to earn these tickets, but you can right now at 1-800-520-1067. Kevin, you're going to weekend number one at Coachella like you do?
Of course.
Sold out. As you know, sold out three-day passes. We're giving them away all week on the Kevin and Bean Show twice a day, including coming up at 9 a.m. and right now for the callers on the phone. Plus, you get exclusive access to the K-Rock Coachella House and a set of TCL Bluetooth headphones. You can tell people in the studio have their weapons ready because it's time to beat Beer Mug.
It's time to beat Beer Mug. It's time to beat Beer Mug. It's time to beat Beer Mug. Let's beat him to death.
That's the important part.
Yes.
There.
Yeah, I don't want to see anybody getting beaten to death. Allie, you are leading the angry mob today.
I am.
The callers are ready to play. How's this one work?
I'm going to ask you a question. The answer is a number. Beer Mug will give what he thinks the answer is. You can say Beer Mug is right on, or the number is going to be higher or lower. If you get it right, you go into the drawing.
All right.
Okay. That sounds simple enough.
Start with John in Inglewood. Good morning, John.
Oh, good morning.
So what's best for us, then, is for the caller to be right, go on hold, be in the drawing, and also then Beer Mug gets beaten.
He gets beaten with an
inch.
Not right now. Okay.
Wait.
When can you hit me in the goddamn face?
Hey, take it easy, man.
No, not in the face.
Anything is available.
This is my moneymaker.
Hey,
don't hit me in the face.
Wow.
All right, we're all rooting for John. Here's the first question. Allie McKay, you're up.
Yeah.
All right, John. Ariana Grande is headlining Sunday night, including Ariana... How many women have headlined Coachella?
63.
What? Did you even listen to the question?
Doesn't matter. I'm just going to get beaten anyway.
Is it
well, you
gotta
try,
63 or is it more or less, John?
I mean, this is going to sound like sexist, but I think it's less.
Less is correct,
yeah,
yes.
It's considerably less. Ariana Grande, Beyonce, okay. Lady Gaga, and Bjork. It's a whopping 4.
So beat Beer Mug.
So beat Beer Mug.
Nicely done. Beer Mug, you got to try, for God's sake. Come
on,
man.
I really thought it was 63.
63.
Yes.
You said that before she finished the question.
No, she finished it, and then
okay.
I said
okay, Jermaine in Los Angeles. Hi.
Hey.
So in 20 years of Coachella, Beer Mug fought 63 times it had been headlined by women.
I mean, it wasn't good.
It wasn't
there.
Good at all.
All right, Jermaine. We're going to talk about where you stay once you're there. Last year, Coachella offered the option to stay in a teepee at nearby Lake El Dorado. The package included 2 general admission tickets plus lodging for the weekend in a teepee with 2 cots, 2 sleeping bags, and 2 pillows. How much would that run you?
All right.
That sounds fun, by the way, sleeping in a teepee.
Right. Beer Mug, how much would that cost you?
$49.99.
Okay. It includes the tickets to Coachella. You know that, Mugs. It's in the question.
$109.99.
No, we don't give him another chance.
This is
unreal. We don't give him another chance.
Maybe we shouldn't hit him in the head just because the brain doesn't need any more beating.
His answer is $49.
Jermaine, is it high or lower, or is that exactly right?
I'm pretty sure it's a bit higher than that.
A bit. It's $2,458.
Correct. Nicely done. You hold on.
I don't think I like the attitude here.
I don't either. Right. Let's go to Steven in Palmdale.
Okay, Omar.
My bad. God.
Hello, Steven.
What up, everybody?
Yeah. I'm in the shower waiting for you.
You're
right
in the shower. All right.
Wow.
What are you wearing?
He's in the shower.
That's a great question for a guy in the shower. All right, hold on. Allie, you have a question.
Are you using a washcloth? Okay, sorry. No, that was the question.
I am using a loofah.
All loofah!
Right, Steven. Okay, let's get into the sheer numbers. For the 2019 festival, VIP admission is $999. VIP parking, an additional $150. But for those of us, all of us, who are not VIP, how much is a general admission ticket? Beer Mug.
$599.
What say you, Steven? Is it higher or lower than $599, or is that exactly right?
It's lower.
It is lower. It's $429.
Damn it. Nicely done.
Nice.
Nicely
all right,
done.
You're
Beer Mug!
Wow. We have 3 winners already.
We are 3-3.
And 1 loser.
Well, Beer Mug has been definitely helping out, that's for sure.
Yeah. Daniela in Whittier, good morning.
Hi.
Hi there.
Good
are you
morning.
Also in the shower?
How are you guys? No, I'm driving.
Okay. We're good.
Disappointing. Okay.
All right, Daniela, let's go way back. October of 1999 was the inaugural Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival. Beck, Chemical Brothers, Tool, Morrissey, Rage Against the Machine. It was also a 2-day event. How much were tickets for each day?
For the first Coachella.
Interesting. I don't think I would know that.
$60.
All right.
$60.
Daniela, higher, lower, or is he right on?
I'm going to say higher.
Oh, no. It's lower. It's $50.
Sweet. I don't get beat.
Nope. Okay. Nope. He doesn't get beat.
Oh, sorry about that, Daniela.
That's what you get for not being in the shower, I think.
Yep.
Right?
Yep, absolutely.
Let's go to Luke in Simi Valley. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning.
Hey, Luke, how many stages are there at Coachella?
What? That's me.
Yeah.
Oh, how many stages are there? Honestly, I'm still thinking about Steven in the shower.
Luke was just waiting.
Let's see. Coachella stage, outdoor, Gobi Town.
Oh, he's really thinking this one.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He's trying to picture the whole ground.
He's counting on his fingers.
I'm going to go 10.
10. Is it exactly 10, higher or lower, Luke?
I'm going to say lower.
It is lower. Oh. It's 7.
Oh,
nicely
done. Did they take 2 stages away?
No, that's the actual number. Congratulations, Luke. Hold on.
I think we have time for one more contestant.
Why are nobody beating him? Come on now. Let's make that one more contestant, Scott from Santa Ana. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Hey, Scott. Indio is known for their hot days and cool nights. What is the average high temperature in Indio during the month of April?
Average high temperature.
Average high temperature.
Okay.
87 degrees.
87 degrees. Is that exactly right, higher, or lower?
average high temp. I'm going to say it's a little higher.
I am shocked to say this. Wow. I am shocked to say this. It is exactly 87 degrees.
What?
Yeah.
I do the weather reports on K-Rock. So I know that.
What are the chances of that?
Exactly 87.
Wow. What are the chances?
All right, John, Jermaine, Stephen, and Luke, they were all able to win the game so far anyway. They're in the drawing to win this Coachella package, which includes the K-Rock house. Lots of great guests and the TCL Bluetooth headphones. TCL, one of the world's best-selling consumer electronics brands. Only one can win. Mr. Jensen Karp, who's that going to be this time?
Congratulations to Steven.
Steven. Wow. All right. All right.
Can't say that.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for playing the game.
That was Beat Beer Mug. We found something he's actually good for. But now we can't fire him because we really want to beat him up.
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:55.
Hey, just want to give you a quick reminder that you can go to AXS.com right now and pick up your tickets for Kevin and Bean's 11th annual April Foolishness. This is going to be a fantastic show at the end of the month at the Microsoft Theater on the 26th. The great Ray Romano doing stand-up, by the way.
Nice.
You pay big bucks to go see Ray Romano.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You can see him for as little as $30 if you buy tickets for our show, plus Eddie Ift, Jamie Lee, Greg Fitzsimmons, Felipe Esparza, Adam Ray, the Kevin and Bean Rap Battle to the Death, and more. Tickets on sale now, AXS.com. Proceeds benefiting the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund and Cedars-Sinai NICU. Please come to the thing. We'd love to see you. It's going to be a great night. Allie is here now. Time for another look at what's happening here on a Wednesday.
You guys, Avengers Endgame broke the internet yesterday, broke ticket sites, broke records. Things were breaking all around this movie.
We're getting it to the point now where people like have to set their alarms and get up and get in a queue and wait online for like an hour to buy tickets to a movie.
Yeah.
And the whole point of being able to buy your seat, mm-hmm. that which is like a thing that kind of was created here at the Arclight, right. Buy your seat in advance, was so that we don't have to line up.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, true.
It's insane what happened yesterday. Avengers Endgame is now the most anticipated movie ever. That's according to Fandango. Tickets went on sale yesterday morning at 5 a.m. Marvel fans quickly pushed the movie past its MCU predecessor, Avengers Infinity War, and three other Star Wars films.
So let me ask you a dumb question about this. And Kevin, mm-hmm. you go to every Avengers movie opening weekend. If you don't buy tickets in advance, are you unable to go just walk up to a theater and buy a ticket to see it?
Oh, yeah, it's sold out.
I've never had that problem, but ones that have this kind of hype on it, I just buy tickets early.
Yeah.
You just buy them early.
I just don't want to hassle with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Although the records include the film's first 24 hours of pre-sales, it only took them 6 hours to take that top spot. Unbelievable. So that's the number one fastest selling, followed by Star Wars The Force Awakens at number two.
And Encino Man was three?
No, Star Wars The Last Jedi. And then Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. And then Avengers Infinity War. Womp womp.
Is anyone concerned that the new Avengers Endgame movie is over 3 hours long?
Yeah.
Nope.
That's too long,
it's
Kevin.
Too long.
Agreed. In
that's
general.
Two movies.
In general, yeah. That's true. But I can't wait.
The only thing I would be concerned about, I mean, if you are a Marvel fan and you are into this, you will go at 4 hours and
right.
be super stoked.
Agreed.
My concern is my bladder.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to have a nice soda pop. At
yeah.
the movie,
sure.
I'm going to have to tinkle halfway through.
I was going to recommend a diaper.
Oh, okay.
Sweet.
Pee in your seat.
It's a great
honestly,
idea.
Honestly, how are there not Marvel diapers?
That is
this
a good idea.
That's a pretty good idea.
Oh, like Thanos God. In the front and like all the Avengers in the back.
I like it.
Let's see that movie.
Okay.
Right.
It is really something.
Mm-hmm. Right.
April 20th.
Sceneries and sets and camera
right.
angles and everything is mm-hmm. just amazing.
Right.
You can get that on Hulu or...
No, it's just in the theater.
DVD or something.
No, just
I don't think
the
so.
Theater,
really.
Yeah.
Just in the theater.
You find it.
Okay.
Not yet. April 26th, by the way, is when that movie comes out. We got a little time.
Kevin, you have tickets?
No. But I will.
Okay.
You just go for like Saturday night, Sunday, you're good.
Saturday night? Isn't that like the busiest?
No, but I'm saying everybody wants to see it immediately, like Thursday night, and then all day Friday's mm-hmm. taken. So you just go for Saturday.
I don't know if you know this, Jensen.
Mm-hmm.
He modeled for Arclight.
Oh, I know.
He's gotten yeah. in.
I know. He's got those.
Come
don't
on, Alan.
Don't worry about yeah. him getting a ticket.
Right. Come on,
he's
now.
Their poster child.
Yeah. How dare you?
Their poster boy. Poster guy. Do the move.
That's how Kevin got started. They had a whole bunch of pictures.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I said, whatever you can use any one that you mm-hmm. want, just don't use that one. And then that one ended up on the as the poster. And then everybody started making fun of me, and they came back and they said, "We're sorry, we'll change it." And I was like, "No, you got to leave
it
now.
Yeah.
You got to leave it up." So God, it was up for like a month.
Yes. And Kevin
still love the Arc Light.
By the way, it hasn't gone away.
But it has not.
Which is amazing. Yeah. Anytime anyone does anything close to a thumbs up and a far off glance.
Yeah.
I think President Trump most recently actually did some Kevining, right?
He did, yeah.
People still want to do it and they take pictures with me. I'm like, seriously. Well, how long did this happen? 10 years ago?
It's part of the cult, dude. It's part of the appeal that you
Radio
have. Just like with your Radio Durf and your Zero Club.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Kevin eats poop outside the window. Kevin eats poop behind the tree.
Great.
A piece of pizza crispy with the pervert looking right at me.
Oh, come on. Let the man sing.
All right.
Great. Guys. Good Kevin, times. You're such a disease.
Thank you.
Oh, I mean, that's harsh. You want me to pee on you? I don't think that's... What?
I mean, what?
Jeez.
Taking some real turns. We're having fun here, you guys.
What's going on?
I can't tell you.
That's a great question.
Some birthdays for you. Alec Baldwin, Adam Scott, Sebastian Bach, Eddie Murphy, Jenny Garth, Amanda Bynes, Kobe Smulders, and Ben Mendelsohn. And
you know, we've been doing this show for a long time. Some would say too long.
See,
but I'm pleased that we still keep coming up with great new ideas, like our new feature we debut in about 20 minutes called Allie's Fart Box. I'm excited that we have time to work on that today.
That's why I came back from being sick.
Sure, Allie's Fart Box in 20 minutes here on the Kevin DeBeat Show. You definitely are not going to want to miss that new feature. Remember when Mike Catherwood used to be on the show, Allie? He used to frequently compliment you on your fart box.
He's very kind. He'll send me a text every now and then, just keeping that up.
All right. Changing subjects. This is something that has been in the news a lot lately. And Jensen, I'll give you a chance to weigh in with your personal experience on this in a minute as well. I guess I sort of understand the frustration that particularly an older person might have if they're out in the world and the world has been one way their whole life and then it's a different way. It's tough sometimes for some old people to adapt and to change. And in particular, the subject I'm talking about is older people showing up in viral videos right now throwing a fit because somebody around them is speaking Spanish. Now, if two people are speaking Spanish in a store or at a restaurant and you're not involved in the conversation, how can that possibly bother you?
I can't imagine.
The Any olds, answers
man.
For that?
No, the olds are unpredictable.
It's just, that's it, right? It's just the olds. I mean,
but even them, even for them, they're not involved in any way.
If they're not involved in it, I don't understand why it could possibly bother them. Well, look, if you and your wife, Jensen, go on vacation to Spain one day and you're speaking English to each other because that's your first language. How should a Spanish person be furious at you because you two are speaking English?
Listen, dude, they don't want to feel insignificant. And I think that's the overall thing is like when you're getting older, your mortality is up and you're thinking you're going to be replaced, basically, for lack of a better word. Mm-hmm. And I think that's how they feel about that or gay marriage or anything that they think kind of treads on their quote unquote legacy.
Yeah, and that could be right.
They just feel like they're extinct.
This is a San Jose woman who went into a Shell gas station this week and two women in the store, one who worked there, greeted a regular customer in Spanish because she speaks Spanish. Mm-hmm. Both of them speak Spanish. And the woman responded in Spanish. Again, it doesn't have anything to do with this other woman who's in the shop at the time, okay? She freaks out and says, excuse me, she says, Trump needs to hurry up and build the wall, she says.
Wow.
To these people who are speaking Spanish. At that point, the woman behind the counter, one of the Spanish speakers, pulled out her phone and started recording it. Here's a little bit of that tape. And it starts with F-U, by the way. It starts with this woman with her middle finger in the air and saying F-U to the employee in the Shell station who was speaking Spanish.
You know what?
Yeah.
Thank you. Are you happy about that?
Yes, I am.
Woo! Congratulations.
You know what? I'm planning on quitting anyways.
What?
And it doesn't make no difference to you because you have a señora.
I don't know what that means, by the way. You have a señora? Do you know what she's talking about?
A seniority, and she's saying it wrong.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't make no difference to you because you have a señora. You have your money. You can do whatever you want, right?
But
because you're not
you know
a United States citizen of the United States.
I was born here.
Well, show me.
I don't have to bring my certificate.
Also,
no,
do I?
No, I don't.
Well, no, I don't either.
Okay, so this woman is now demanding that the Spanish-speaking employee at the Shell station have papers on her and prove that she's a citizen.
She drunk?
She sounds wasted.
She does.
Yeah.
She's not. She's just old.
I was born here.
Oh, well, how do you
born
prove
and
it?
Raised here because I was
Come on,
born here.
Prove it to me.
You know what?
Prove it to me, motherfucker.
You know
I can
what?
Prove it to you.
I
have my.
You're an elderly lady. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm young.
Okay, this is all because the lady was speaking Spanish, by the way. And every time I encounter somebody who can speak more than one language, I am nothing but jealous.
Yeah, I want to applaud them.
Agreed.
Seriously, I'm like, look, I'm the dumbass who only speaks one language here. I shouldn't be yelling at you because you can speak more than one. All right, real quick, let me get into the taco tirade, and then I want to hear from you, Jensen. Mm-hmm. And then we want to hear from our listeners on this topic. If you have encountered this before where somebody has freaked out because somebody was speaking Spanish, particularly if you were involved on either side of that, 1-800-520-1067. Please give us a call. This story comes out of Anaheim. This is a guy, there was a little bit of confusion. I understand where this happened. He went to the Palapos Tacos on Lincoln, and apparently they have a sign outside the restaurant that talks about the Viernes special, and it's only in Spanish on the outside of the restaurant. On the inside of the restaurant, it says Viernes special. It also says Friday special. Okay, so for people who don't know, they get both. He was furious when he saw that sign, okay, because he wanted to get the special and it wasn't Friday. So he starts screaming at the employees, and again, this is another This Is in America.
It says it's Mexican. We're not in Mexico. We're in America.
And by the way, the language isn't called Mexican. It's not any of the three Mexico countries. None of them speak Mexican.
A tirade over a taco. This man in Anaheim even yells at customers who try to come to the cashier's defense.
I'm an American.
The owner of Palapas Tacos on Lincoln says the man could not understand the fish special's board because of this one word, Viernes, which is Friday in Spanish.
My cashier, she was really shaking when he left. She was like scared since he got in. He was like in a bad mood. He was like acting aggressive. He was like not having a good day.
The sign outside says Especial de Viernes. Inside the restaurant, though, it clearly says Friday in English. But even when the cashier pointed that out, witnesses say the man didn't let up. That's when the owner, Juan Del Rio, grabbed his cell phone.
Who are you going to call?
Immigration.
For what?
For you.
Why?
Because you're not legal.
This is over a taco.
I mean, this is, again, you're automatically not legal or not a real American if you speak Spanish.
There is one funny guy at the beginning who yells, then go buy a hot dog.
So we're going to take your calls on this if you've encountered this in the wild at 1-800-520-1067. I mean, that's what it is. It's this sense of otherness, right? Like you were talking about.
Entitlement.
This person can't be a real American and this person can't be a citizen because they're not speaking English.
Yeah.
You saw it yourself, Jensen.
I think I did. I'm about 90% sure I did. So I pulled up at a gas station on one side of the island, obviously, and then on my same side is a white, kind of like an older Ford Escort kind of looking car, and I sense that she's sort of rambling. And I immediately thought, like, oh, you don't hear that kind of like homeless ramble from someone outside of a car much.
Yeah, true.
And she was talking about like too many people here and stealing cars, and I just am too. I'm just get this gas thing and tune out because you don't think someone in like that's just not in my instinct to think that she's talking to anyone.
Right.
So I put the gas in the car and I look over, and on the other side of the island now, a woman has gotten into her car and is driving off. And she turns to her and she says, well, I guess I'll see you in hell then just because I'm Mexican, and kept driving.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. She was talking to her the whole time. And then when I turned around to say something to this crazy woman, she was getting into her car, drove off, almost crashed into another car and was yelling at this almost accident. And then she took off.
So she was just smack talking a lady at another pump.
Yes. Yes, and it may have been about an earlier thing before they pulled in, or arguing over getting into the same spot because it's a busy gas station. But all I saw was the end of the argument, and now I wish I would have said something, and it's been bothering me since.
Well, I don't know why it's so upsetting to so many people.
It's the height of stupidity to me.
It's the dumbest.
It really is just stupid.
I mean, look, the country's changing. You go with it or you don't, you know?
Yeah.
Agreed.
So let's grab a call here to get started at 1-800-520-1067. Let's make it Tammy, line one. She's in Glendora. Apparently, she has encountered this as well. Tammy, thank you for listening. Thank you for calling.
Hi, yes. I'm not on either side. My story is, I'm just saying, I work for a funeral home. I was with a family, and this gentleman came. He's Italian. He came to see me, but since I was with the family, two other people tried to help him, and they were speaking Spanish before they started helping him. Mm-hmm. He was already getting frustrated because no one was helping him, so he immediately said to them, do not speak Spanish. We're in America. And, okay, I don't agree with that part, but the reason why I feel that he was upset is because nobody was helping him, and it brought that out in him, but it doesn't mean that he's racist.
I mean,
just feel that he's expressing himself.
In that particular instance when he's at a funeral home, I think you can see why he does it, but I feel like it's still a horrible thing to say.
If that's your go-to, instead of just like, why do you have me waiting here forever? I mean, my instinct to be mad about that would be like, listen, I'm in a very bad place. Someone in my life died. Please don't make me wait any longer. If so, I'll come back later. Like, my instinct isn't to bring up race
right.
or language.
I agree.
I also agree that they shouldn't be, if somebody just passed away, why are they speaking a different language? And it is kind of disrespectful, but it's like going into a place. If I'm putting myself in his position, my wife just passed away or my husband just passed away. I'm going into a funeral home. Nobody's helping me. And then they're speaking a different language. I can't even understand what they're saying because I don't know if they're saying, are they going to help me? Are they just having a good time and I'm still waiting here?
Yeah, but they're not talking to you, though.
This seems like an exception.
Yeah.
Just because it's such a unique case and they're at a funeral home and he just lost somebody. I mean, this is all...
Yeah, your nerves are jangled at that point. But we appreciate you listening, Tammy, and thank you so much for the call. 1-800-520-1067. Have you seen this? Has this happened to you? Have you been the person upset by the Spanish-speaking? Want to hear all sides when we return on K-Rock. Queen V writes in at Kevin Bean on our Twitter account. I was at the beach in San Diego with family recently. An aunt said something to the uncle in Spanish and some lady yelled out from behind us, speak English. We looked around to see who said it, but they didn't show their face. We felt threatened and it ruined our day. Talking about people who encounter the Spanish language out on the street, in the wild, at stores or whatever, and it really upsets them. I don't get it, but there are a lot of people out there who are experiencing this, and I think we're going to start with line four. This is going to be, is it Diamond in La Puente?
Diamond?
Yes. Okay. Hi,
Diamond. Hi. Welcome to the show. What's going on?
So a couple months ago, maybe even last year, me and my family went to Old Town San Diego, and my family was talking Spanish. And this group of people, and of course, some of them were old, walked by, overheard them. So I could overhear their conversation, and they said, I don't know why these Mexicans even come here. They're only hurting themselves. They are basically modern-day slaves.
What the hell?
Why? Look, to play devil's advocate on the what the people were thinking— I don't know. Why wouldn't you be speaking Spanish with your family if that's your first language?
In San Diego. Did they see the irony there at all?
I mean, why wouldn't you be speaking Spanish with each other?
And the thing is that one of them saw that I heard, because my look was, I was appalled, and I just looked at them like, how can you say that? They saw me, and they kind of nudged the other one and said, dude, a Mexican just heard you. And the one that said it said, oh, oops.
Wow. did they go as far as some of the tape we played where they insisted that you produce your papers on demand to prove that you were legally in the country?
To them, by the way.
Yeah, to them. Right. Not to the government. Did you have your papers on you, Diamond?
No, you know what? They basically laughed it off when they realized we heard.
Wow. I'm sorry that happened to you. Thank you for the call. 1-800-520-1067. Let's go to Marilyn, line two, up next on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Marilyn, are they telling me you're calling from New York?
No, I'm not calling from New York. I'm calling from Glendale, but I am from New York.
Okay, accent. Okay, gotcha. Gotcha.
And in a lot of places of employment, I could go on with so many stories, but I won't because I'm old. Like, I'm 69. But in a lot of places of employment, people have to speak English in stores, too, because it's sort of the Seinfeld effect that maybe they're cheating you. Maybe they're saying something. I worked for the Board of Education, and there were a lot of people that were saying anti-Semitic things, and they had to speak English. And that was a reason. You know, it's sort of reverse discrimination.
I guess, but they could also do that in a back room if they speak English. It's not, I don't think that solves the idea that they're going to plan on scamming you out of something.
And I also think it's an awfully rude stereotype to assume, hey, since they're speaking Spanish and I don't speak Spanish, they're probably talking bad about me or trying to rip me off. I mean, that seems like the least likely thing an employee at a store is going to be doing.
No, it's not an assumption. It has happened.
Yeah, well, everything has happened.
I have a feeling they were talking bad about Marilyn.
Oh,
agreed.
No.
Yeah. I think I agree.
Yeah.
Marilyn, thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. Allie, she's 69.
She
deserves to be talked about.
She deserves to be talked about.
Soul sister. Come on.
Whatever. Beat it, Marilyn.
Let's go to Trisha.
I do like your argument of it's happened before.
Let's go to Trisha, Line 7, Hollywood, up next.
Hey, Trisha.
Hey, how are you guys?
We are good.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Como esta?
Please.
Okay, well, I am the one who's actually the one who said the thing about the Spanish.
Oh, okay.
Okay, good. Good. We wanted to hear from you.
Yes, I am the one. I was in an elevator, and these two people got in, and they were speaking Spanish, continuing their conversation, and they were laughing, and I'm a happy person, and I'm a fun person, so I said to them, hey, you guys have to speak English. How can I eavesdrop on your conversation? They just started laughing.
Okay? Yeah, that's because you're lovely, Trisha.
Yeah, that's a funny way to say it.
Yeah, you're not doing it because you think they have to speak your language. You're doing it because you made a joke.
Yeah, and the funny thing was, so they said, well, you guys got to learn Spanish so that you can eavesdrop on the conversation. And I said, well, the only thing I know is donde está la biblioteca. And that's basically where's the library. That's the only thing after 3 years.
I know Boca, por favor.
Hey, there you go.
See?
So one of the guys asked me, he goes, because we're the same company in the entire building. He says, come on up to the fourth floor, and I will teach you Spanish. I said, you got a deal.
Okay.
Wait, Kevin, are you aware that you said mouth,
no,
please?
I have no idea what I just said.
Oh, my God.
Mouth, please.
Sin diente.
What?
What?
Do you mean siete?
I don't know.
Siéntense, por favor. You have no idea what you're saying, but you're telling random people mouth, please? Oh, my God. Where'd this just go?
Now I feel like Marilyn. I don't think you should be speaking Spanish at all.
Give me some Light 8. Give me Carol in Long Beach up next on the Kevin and Bean Show. She's got a twist on this story.
Hey, Carol.
Hey, Carol. Boca, por favor.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
My thing is kind of like on the opposite end. I've had people actually approach me, excuse me, and they have been upset with me for not speaking Spanish. And then after that, yes, I do get pissed off at them because, you know, obviously I don't speak Spanish, and I tell them, well, they need to speak English. But it's happened on more than one occasion where people have come up to me and speak Spanish, and I have no idea what they're saying, and they get upset with me. Like,
okay.
Why are you upset with me?
Where and how would something like this happen? Like, what are you doing when somebody assumes you should speak Spanish?
You know, they just approach me in the most random places. I'll be at a store. I've had people, you know, I don't know if they think I work there or if they're asking for directions. I have no idea. And it's so funny because my husband, who I'm what they call, I guess, a whitewashed Mexican. I'm very light skinned with freckles. And he's a dark Hispanic gentleman, and they never do that to him. And he laughs. He's like, why does this always happen to you?
She's saying, I get it more. Now she's saying people think she's betraying her own nationality by not knowing Spanish. Is that what you're saying, Carol?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I don't know how old you are, Carol, and I wouldn't.
I'm 38.
Okay,
38, so.
I know that when my wife grew up, and my wife was a Mexican-American, when she grew up, it was very unfashionable, as hard as this is to imagine now, to learn Spanish. It was complete and total
immersion?
Immersion, yes. Thank you, Kevin. Complete and total immersion in English. And they didn't teach any of the kids Spanish. And she was one of the only people. A few years later, everybody was bilingual, and she kind of felt left out and dumb that she never had learned Spanish. And I don't know if that was the case with you or not, that there was some reason why you didn't speak Spanish, but I guess
I definitely don't feel that way because that's just the language that I was brought up in. Some of my family does speak Spanish, and my husband's family does speak Spanish as well. But
gotcha.
My issue is, don't get upset with me because I can't answer your question.
Gotcha.
I don't live there. This is why I don't speak the language. I've also had another issue where I've actually gone into a grocery store and asked an employee a question, and they did not speak a lick of English. Now, I understand you can't discriminate and not hire somebody because they don't speak English, but come on, you can't even answer a simple question as to, like, where is the bread?
I think that's legit. I think that's a legitimate reason to get frustrated, by the way.
Maybe, but maybe their job is just stocking the aisles. I mean,
it's possible to communicate, too, without speaking the language. You can get your point across, and they can understand what you're saying.
Like, I love the Target next to my house because they hire a lot of deaf people. And so I have run into it 3 or 4 times at the store, and I have it's a little longer. It takes me a little longer to deal with what I'm looking for, but I love it. I'm always thrilled.
Because they do that.
Yeah, I'm thrilled they hired people that other places might not hire. But
I want to see a video of you trying to use hand signals to point out, hey, I want an Avengers DVD.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:53.
That band right there is one of the groups playing Coachella week 1 and week 2 coming up on April 12th through the 14th.
I can't believe it's a week from Friday.
I know.
Crazy.
You ready, Kevin?
Yes.
This year is flying by.
Love it.
Pair of sold-out 3-day passes to see Weezer and hundreds of other acts. Plus, you'll get exclusive access to the K-Rock Coachella house. Your chance to win coming up in 5 minutes, right at 9 a.m. here on K-Rock. First, Allie's got what's happening here on a Wednesday.
Well, Nipsey Hussle's alleged killer, Eric Holder, was taken into custody yesterday afternoon in Bellflower. When he was apprehended, he was allegedly trying to check himself into a mental health facility. A witness on the scene said that Holder had called a mental health facility and claimed that he needed help. This whole story is just, it's insane.
Is that a way to get away from officials being able to arrest you?
No.
It isn't?
No, but it is a way to start an insanity defense.
It's a narrative that you're beginning.
I see.
What's happening. But turns out they knew each other. It was a personal dispute.
The neighborhood knew him. No, it was no hiding. Yeah.
Yeah. So he wasn't going to get far, let alone Bellflower. I thought he'd get farther than that. But officers said that after he shot Nipsey, he fled to a nearby alley after the shooting, got into a getaway car driven by an unidentified woman who has since turned herself in and was let go. Apparently, she had no idea he had just shot someone and was getting back in the car. She had no clue. And then in other news, his girlfriend, Lauren London, also the mother of their son, Cross, broke her silence. She shared some photos of her, Nipsey, and their son, along with a caption that said, "I am completely lost. I've lost my best friend, my sanctuary, my protector, my soul. I'm lost without you. We are lost without you, babe. I have no words." I can't even imagine.
It's awful.
Even imagine. And we talked about it on Monday. Just all the good that man did for South LA and surrounding communities. He was doing everything right and was lifting people up. And for this to have happened outside of his own store, in his own community, that he was on the ground changing. You know, it's just... It's disgusting.
I completely get why you won't find love, Allie, because you'll never go through this hurt.
I mean...
I'm saying...
Bean Baxter.
Smart. It's good for you. Die alone, because you don't have to worry about, losing someone. Look, there's got
to... Well, that was a miscalculation.
Trying to put a positive spin on it.
I'm going to just keep it a bean.
Allie.
Yeah.
Are you happy with that,
Bean? I was going to let you just keep going.
You want to just take a second to run that one back a bit?
I was just trying to make Allie feel better. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I did not accomplish that.
You're the worst.
You'll never feel pain of a death of a loved one because you don't have a loved one.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what he was going for. Mm-hmm. So Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones was on Good Morning America yesterday, and she was talking about her fiancé, Joe Jonas, and she said that he was on set for most of the filming of the final season of Game of Thrones. So, quote, he kind of figured it out. Then he had to sign an NDA, which I just think is so funny.
It is funny.
That he now knows the ending, and they're like, listen, sign this, buddy, or we are suing your ass. So Joe Jonas is the one that knows, you guys.
I'm looking forward to ahead of the premiere of the final season of Kevin catching me up on what I've missed so far.
For sure. No question.
I'm not positive that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. Kevin, this story is for you.
Okay.
Do you suffer from mosquito bites?
I mean, doesn't everyone?
No.
No.
No. What? Absolutely not.
What are you talking
There's
about?
There's a certain type of smell and scent and blood that mosquitoes are more attracted to.
I do.
If I go outside, I am bitten from head to toe.
Donna, and then too. She can bit 30 times in a night if we're outside.
And you'll be standing next to her and you won't be?
I don't know. I'm sure I have been bitten by a mosquito. I don't remember ever being bitten by a mosquito. Wow. Ever. Not one time.
Wow.
They love me.
They love me as well.
It's the worst.
Well, here's a story for us, but more you. Skrillex could save us from mosquito bites.
I'm sorry?
Yep. Scientists found that electronic music actually repels the insects and could be an alternative to sprays and fumigation. Here's the science behind it. Sound is thought to play a big role in the reproductive behavior, survival rate, and population maintenance of many animals. And they observed that mosquitoes who have been subjected to the music were mating far less than those who had not.
This makes no sense whatsoever.
So if you are out and you're like, I don't want to get bit, just listen to electronic music. That's going to distract the mosquitoes from biting you, and you're good. They have sex less when they hear that music.
Same with humans.
Same with me. I just thought Kevin liked that because he loves electronic music.
I've been bit by mosquitoes at EDC.
Okay, so you don't believe the science.
No, it's ridiculous.
I don't know. It says right here it's science.
It's science.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's dumb.
All right.
Wow. Back to you.
Do you guys remember Lunchables?
Oh, yeah.
Oscar Mayer.
I still get them. Those are great.
They're great.
you would. That's
they're
so
really great.
I think you might be into this.
Yes.
They're about to release Lunchables Brunchables. They're going to have three different sandwich varieties like bacon and cheddar cheese, ham and cheddar cheese, sausage and cheddar cheese. It's like you're just enjoying a little bit of brunch in your Lunchable. All three come with breakfast flatbreads and a mini blueberry muffin. You guys, Lunchable Brunchables.
Likes
that.
Oh,
you got to stop talking about Stanley.
I'm in.
Right? Lunchable Brunchables.
Absolutely. That sounds fantastic.
Plus, that might get us out of going to brunch all the time with our girlfriends that just want to start having mimosas and talk about their husbands. You know who I'm talking about there, ladies. You know you do it. Just saying. I don't want to hear about your husband.
The Lunchables ham is a certain kind of ham, though.
Oh, it sure is. Yeah. I mean, it all seems like it's not normal.
It's for sure glistening.
It's sweaty and it's marbleized.
Yeah.
But I love it.
Yeah.
It's still good, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't eat ham. But I love bacon, so no sense is made. But ham is just, ugh. You can keep your ham. You can keep your pumpkin pie. All things sweaty. I'm not eating it. You heard me.
That's an important distinction.
Need it, Chip. Yep. Need it.
Go ahead and mark that one. Some birthdays for you guys. Eddie Murphy, Alec Baldwin, Adam Scott, Sebastian Bach, Jenny Garth, Amanda Bynes, and Kobe Smulders.
Hello, Canada!
This happened while I was out last week, and I'm especially curious to get your take on it, Allie. It's Leggingsgate that has been ripping the nation apart. At Notre Dame, I guess a mom of a student there on the 25th of March wrote a letter to the newspaper. I've thought about writing this letter for a long time. I waited, hoping that fashions would change and such a letter would be unnecessary, but that doesn't seem to be happening. I'm not trying to insult anyone or infringe upon anyone's rights. I'm just a Catholic mother of four sons with a problem that only girls can solve. Leggings.
Oh, what's the problem?
How do you solve a problem like leggings, right?
Is that your Sound of Music?
Yeah, it's what it was, yeah. The emergence of leggings as pants some years ago baffled me. They're such an unforgiving garment. Last fall, they obtruded painfully on my landscape. Boy, that's a that's a great sentence.
It's not bad.
Last fall, they obtruded painfully on my landscape.
Yeah. Edgar Allan Poe-esque.
I was at a mass at the Basilica with my family. In front of us was a group of young women, all wearing very snug-fitting leggings and all wearing short-waisted tops so that the lower body was uncovered except for the leggings. Some of them truly looked as though the leggings had been painted on them. A world in which women continue to be depicted as babes by movies, video games, music videos, etc., makes it hard on Catholic mothers to teach their sons that women are someone's daughters and sisters, that women should be viewed first as people, and all people should be considered with respect. If I could go off script for a minute here, doesn't it sound like all women should be treated considered with respect, except the part where we allow them to dress how they're comfortable?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Keep going.
Okay.
Okay.
I talked to my sons about Princess Leia and how Jabba the Hutt tried to steal her personhood by putting her into a slave girl outfit in which her body became the focus. That's the only scene in the whole franchise in which Leia appears that way, and it's forced upon
her. FYI, this is the second story now where fictitious things are entering into the world of reality, and that's concerning to me, but go on.
I will say, if I wore the slave girl outfit to mass, I'd be inappropriate.
Yes, true. It's hardly fair to compare them to leggings, right?
Right.
I mean, aren't leggings, if you're not wearing pajamas in college, you're wearing leggings.
Absolutely.
That's just the standard outfit
for
college girls.
Sweats that women with really rockin' bodies can pull off.
Yeah. They're comfortable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And by the way, lady, I don't want to jump ahead too far here, but we're not responsible for your son or husband having trouble controlling his erection because a woman decides to be comfortable and wear leggings.
That's the point of this whole email, is stop making my sons horny.
Yes.
Is the whole point of the email. And you know what I say to that, lady? F off. Keep going, because now the whole city is turned against her, but keep going, because I hope her sons never have sex again.
Leggings are hardly slave girl outfits, and no one is forcing them on the countless young women who wear them, which, by the way, is my point. No one is forcing them.
Right.
This isn't like you're taking somebody and saying, we insist you wear this. This is a grown-ass woman who wants to wear something that's appropriate and comfortable in her day.
Yeah, it's not the school uniform.
Right. But I wonder why no one thinks it's strange that the fashion industry has caused women to voluntarily expose their nether regions this day. I wasn't aware that vaginas were involved.
Yeah.
Yet, were you?
Some leggings are clear in the front, and they just show your whole hoo-ha.
Yeah, oh, I didn't realize that.
She's making it seem like they're wearing the prince pants.
Right.
With like the cutout butt
cheeks. Right.
Yeah.
I was ashamed for the young women at mass, but why don't you just pray for them and shut up, lady?
Right. Yeah.
I thought of all the other men around and behind us who couldn't help but see their behinds. My sons know better than to ogle a woman's body, certainly when I'm around and hopefully also when I'm not. They didn't stare and they didn't comment afterward, but you couldn't help but see those blackly naked rear ends. Why has it got to be black, right?
Yeah.
I didn't want to see them, but they were unavoidable. How much more difficult is it for young guys to ignore them? All right, here's where she starts to swat down some of the defenses that these hussies have made about wearing leggings. I've heard women say that they like leggings because they're, quote, comfortable, which, by the way, is not a word that needs to be in quotes.
No,
they wear
them
because they're comfortable. So are pajamas. So is nakedness. Which, again, is a little bit of a stretch.
Yeah, by the way, nakedness is not comfortable out in public.
No.
That's true. And no one is suggesting that people go to mass with no clothes on.
Right.
The human body is a beautiful thing, but we don't go around naked because we respect ourselves and we want to be seen as a person, not a body, like slave girl Leia. She's really hung up on Empire Strikes Back.
My gosh, have you seen any other movies?
We don't go naked because we respect the other people who must see us, whether they would or not. They're not just my sons. They're the fathers and brothers of your friends, the male students in your classes, the men of every variety who visit campus. I'm fretting. Both because of unsavory guys who are looking at you creepily. By the way, lady, you're the one who's looking at them creepily. I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
And nice guys who are doing everything to avoid looking at you. For the Catholic mothers who want to find a blanket to lovingly cover your nakedness and protect you, to find scarves to tie over the eyes of their sons to protect them for you. Last paragraph. Leggings are so naked, so form-fitting, so exposing. Could you think of the mothers of sons the next time you go shopping and consider choosing jeans instead? Let Notre Dame girls be the first to turn their backsides on leggings. You have every right to wear them, but you have every right to choose not to. Thanks for listening to the lecture. Catholic moms are good at those. Her name is Marianne White.
Yeah.
Stop horning up my son.
Yeah.
Yep. So you can imagine every girl in the school turned out the next day in leggings.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a massive. They may wear nothing else.
Yeah.
But leggings.
I wonder if she put that same energy into emails and letters about, you know, pedophilia, priests getting into some real bad sitches over there in Catholicism, or if it's just about women wearing pants that are making her and her husband horny.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't say here if she's written any other strongly worded letters to the editor, but she certainly had 600 words on the leggings she saw at church. That's
sure. Come to Judaism. We love those pants.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Everyone's welcome.
Yeah, we love it.
All right.
Oh, but can we just say,
sure,
don't you think her four sons seeing that letter were like, great, mom.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm never getting laid now. Because she did a huge disservice to her family.
Yeah, thanks for putting your real name on the letter, Mom. Appreciate that.
Oh, my God.
Reflects well on all of us.
Honestly.
Ladies, where's some like
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 938.
Before Allie's last look at what's happening, another quick reminder. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet, there are still some available for the Kevin and Bean April Foolishness, our 11th annual comedy event. We're still at the Microsoft Theater. It's going to be Friday night, April the 26th. Adam Ray is on the bill this year. Eddie F., Jamie Lee, Ray Romano, Greg Fitzsimmons, Philippe Esparza.
By the way, Kevin, you pay $30 for any one of those.
I know. It's insane. It's a great deal for a great cause to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund and Cedar Sinai NICU. I'm getting a little concerned, Jensen. We've not yet begun to start on the Kevin and Bean rap battle because I feel like, unlike the ones on your Drop the Mic TV show, we're going to need a lot of lead time to get battle ready.
Oh, yeah. You guys are way less hip-hop than Helen Mirren. Listen, we've done it with people that aren't even in the music industry.
But I'm
like
with
you
Bean.
Are.
We should have started probably 2 months ago.
Yeah.
You'll be
How long will it take us to get ready for the stage to really like drop some bars?
I think you got
drop bars.
That's very right. Natural. I think an hour or two with us just alone with Joshua could do. You know, each of us.
Oh,
we'll
really?
Get you, yeah, we'll get you there.
Promise.
Okay. Yeah.
That alone.
Can we videotape it? Of us, and then just play it?
Yes. I'm going to send
at
you guys audio. No, that's
oh no, we have to do it live at Foolishness.
But I am sending you guys audio of the rap, so you can listen to it days before. You'll be good.
Okay. Yeah. Can we read it, or do we have to memorize?
No, you can read it.
Oh,
thank God.
That sounds easy.
I think that actually doesn't help Kevin. So,
okay, he's reading stuff.
I think it hurts Kevin. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to just tell you that this is a once in a lifetime opportunity. Not only is it my last ever Kevin and Bean April Foolishness, because screw you guys, but I'm never going to rap again. This is it. So, Kevin will go on to a long and successful career. This will be his breakout performance.
Thank you. He'll be discovered at the event.
But this is it. This is a once in a lifetime opportunity for the battle rap. So, buy your tickets right now. They're on sale at AXS.com. All right, Allie, sorry to use up all that time, but what's going on with you?
What if you guys totally prepare for this, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's given you all the lyrics, you know the cadence, you've got it down.
Right.
And then right as you get on stage, Jensen's like, we're switching it up, it's a cypher, go.
Freestyle.
Right? Just freestyle battle rap.
Or one of you vomits mom's spaghetti just right there on the stage.
I do know that I lose. I know that.
I've never seen Allie more happy than that thought.
Oh my God. I just pictured it. And all the color drains from Kevin's
face.
Could
I just suggest
that? Bean just runs off the stage.
Could I just suggest that it's bad enough for us? Like, we're already terrified?
You're right.
Okay.
Yeah, don't do that. Now, what if they say to you, what if Jensen comes to you and he says, right as we go out on stage, Kevin, he says, hey, this is weird, but Eminem's in the audience. What if that happens?
Kevin's like, my son's here?
How dare you both.
Now you're intimidated. You're in the front of the greatest rapper of all time. You're getting ready to go out and do
no,
it.
You just said
please.
Eminem.
Okay.
Yeah, if you could just slow your roll on that, that would be great. Good
Some
God.
People say.
Some people say.
Well, those people are incorrect. I'm sorry, what were we talking about?
I don't remember.
What if, right before you go on, Jensen goes, I'm thinking about it. I don't love this verse. I switch it up and hands you new paper.
Wait, why do you...
why are you trying to sabotage?
You think terrifying them is good.
It's so good.
They're already going to be shaking.
Correct. We're already terrified. Yeah. You can't do anything that would terrify us more.
Remember in Shallow when he peed his pants up on stage?
That might happen. That might also happen.
Yeah, and you're only going to pay $30 to see that.
That's what I'm saying.
You're
going to
see
guys.
One of your radio heroes pee themselves.
Yes.
I pooped my pants.
I'm just saying. It's the reason to go to the show. And then you add in, I get to see Ray Romano and Philippe Esparza. And all. It's ridiculous that you get to pay $30 for this.
Despite that sound.
That's what I'm saying.
Even Stanley likes that.
Stanley. So one of my favorite things to do off the air is to bring up James Lipton.
Ugh.
Because that happens from Kevin's mouth. And then Bean just...
Love him.
I love him. I'm going to miss him ever so.
Well, he retired. He did a great job for decades.
What a terrible human being.
He loves acting, Kevin. He loves talking to actors.
No, he doesn't. He likes hearing himself talk. He doesn't talk to anyone but himself.
That's
look at me.
True.
I'm talking.
He asks insightful questions
about
the craft.
What's your favorite curse word? That's an insightful question.
Every time I bring up him. Oh, oh, Kevin's throwing stuff at the
wall.
You
go to hell.
Kevin threw a pencil, I think.
That's all I had.
Why did, did he die?
No.
Oh, shoot.
He is old, though. He's like 93.
He's going to die soon.
Well, so obviously he retired. He's stepping down. No one could possibly replace him. But Ovation, the show has moved to Ovation from what, Bravo?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Ovation has tapped a rotating roster of hosts for its new revamp of Inside the Actor Studio. And the first names were announced yesterday. You guys have any guesses as to who could ask?
Can I guess?
What's your favorite curse word?
Can I guess?
Yes.
Robert.
Robert, great guess.
Mm. Be real.
Be real?
Be real. Mm-hmm. No, he'd be great, though.
I do have a guess, actually. Okay. I think they should give it to, this is serious now, okay. I think they should give it to the rotating hosts on AMC. You know, your Ben Mankiewicz and those guys who introduce all the movies on the, or the TCM, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, on the Turner Classic Movies. All of those phenomenal movie buffs, and they're the ones who introduce all the movies and give you all the history behind all those movies.
They're are they condescending dicks?
No.
Well, then they can't fill
in
his
shoes. James Lipton, by the way.
Oh, please.
I am agreeing with Kevin because they found a condescending dick.
Did they?
Oh. Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin will be one of the two confirmed hosts.
Makes total sense.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Honestly, I started the show today with my hatred for Alec Baldwin, which, by the way, happy birthday, sir, and ending it today. But also Jane Lynch was announced as well.
Oh, she's good.
Two of the confirmed new hosts. They're going to be announcing others at a later time.
Alec Baldwin will be good, too, by the way. You guys don't listen to his podcast, but
he's a horrible human and he does awful things. Why would I listen to him?
That doesn't mean he's not a talented entertainer. Doesn't mean he's not a good actor, and it doesn't mean he's not a good interviewer. You don't have to like him personally to appreciate his work.
But his daughter is a little pig.
I've heard that.
I feel like you sort of do, though, Bean. I think if you hate somebody, I don't know. It's just hard to watch them, even if they're good interviews.
Yes.
It's hard to watch
Thank
them.
You, Kevin.
Because they're horrible people.
Yes, Kevin.
James Lipton. Holy crap.
Not now, Kevin.
Back to James Lipton. I do enjoy bringing it up because your reactions are so different. That's probably the most polarizing of all people I could name between you two. Right?
Josh Gad, maybe.
Probably.
Well, that makes no sense.
Unnatural and ridiculous.
Yeah. Just insane, you guys.
Says the man who threw a pencil over James Lipton.
He really did. He did a wind up too. It was like a full pitch.
It was a pretty good pitch.
Yeah, what sound or noise do you love?
Yeah, stupid. What an idiot.
Do you have a sound or noise that you love though? Because I do.
What?
Nope. That is not it.
This is mine.
Okay, understandable.
Yeah.
No, I really...
This is mine.
Late night for daddy.
Oh, jeez.
here's mine.
Okay. No.
All right. I have another one.
Mm.
Ooh. Yuck.
anyone else? Okay. All right, I got it. Favorite sound or noise that I love. That's Allie being a turkey.
This is mine.
Mm.
What is that?
It's Bean.
This is mine.
Oh.
This is mine.
Oh.
All right, I have one.
Ooh.
I got one. All right, I have one. Hold on. I have one.
Mm. Mm. Oh, he's draining. Do you mind if I add one?
Sure.
Or
why
perhaps,
are these all my noises?
Or perhaps.
Or have you thought of.
That's good too. Why do we bring this up?
I don't remember. I hate to pile on, but I do have another one.
All right. I'm looking out for my dudes.
Yeah, that is relaxing. Oh, okay.
All right.
Bean, out of curiosity, that file of just my noises.
Yeah.
What?
You mean what?
Oh, chips waving. You bitch.
Oh, I thought Bean just had those at his house. It's for lonely nights.
He's recording me from home.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Got a lot of them.
Yeah.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right.
I don't even...
Let's move on.
I don't even remember where we were. Oh, you were saying sound.
What your favorite sound was.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
What was it?
I love the sound of snow falling. It is, and I'll tell you why.
Here's snow falling.
That's a total thought. You're like, you can't even hear it. Here's the thing. If you are out and there is a storm that's coming and it's the first snowfall, you actually can hear it like ding, 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 ding. Like a really light, almost like a chime sound when you hear snow falling. Kevin, your hand is raised, yes?
That's the dumbest thing you've ever said.
That's saying a lot.
You got a problem, lady.
You can hear
nope.
the sound of snow as it's going past your ears.
You effing bitch.
Dr. Phil, for God's sake.
He's right.
That's an incredible bitch.
Right.
How stupid can you get?
Okay.
You can't hear snow falling.
You can absolutely hear snow falling. No. Absolutely.
I didn't think this could get any worse, but apparently it knows no bottom.
And when it touches the ground, it's like it's chimes. You absolutely can hear it.
It's in your head, Allie.
You're Kevin, still, your hand is up again.
You're still talking about listening to snow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's only in your head. You can't hear it.
You absolutely
can hear
a light snowfall. Sure you can.
You can hear silence. That's what you're talking about. It's like a calmness. It's silence you're talking about.
This is a really riveting conversation.
Sounds rather stupid, but actually it's real science.
See? That guy agrees.
Oh my God, really?
Right? That guy's with me?
No, that's not a real sound.
Oh.
What if I lick my dog's butt?
See? Great question, Jensen. Yes. Always a good follow-up.
Kiss, kiss. Bang, 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 bang.
All right, that doesn't sound...
Okay. Uh-huh. What about robots?
What good
about
question.
Robots? Great question.
Thank God.
Hello, Canada!
Do you think anyone's listening right now?
No, why would they be?
We're desperately out of time, too. We have to stop.
I don't think
you did a story.
I did like four.
Did you?
Can I ask you a question, Bean? Before you go at the end of the year,
yes.
Can we do a whole morning
of just drops?
Of just drops.
Oh.
I mean, we can add things every now and then, but I feel like it can be a whole morning of just drops.
Try to play them all, you mean?
Yes.
Just conversationally?
Just conversationally.
I honestly don't know that we would have time.
Yeah. There's over 10,000 on my machine. So.
Well, then we can absolutely do a whole morning of just drops.
Maybe a week of drops.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't thought that far ahead.
Well, I'm thinking about you leaving every day.
Well, I am too, and after this show, it's not going to be the end of the year, I'll tell you that.
Check that out.
Nope.
Nope. It's going to be maybe Memorial Day, the way things are going.
Happy birthday, Ben Mendelsohn, Mike Ness, Kobe Smulders, Amanda Bynes, Jenny Garth, Eddie Murphy, Adam Scott, Alec Baldwin, and Sebastian Bach, and that's what's happening.
It was like 3 seconds, but it felt like 3 minutes.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
On your drive home today, listen to the commercial for tomorrow morning and all new Kevin and Bean Show. Jensen has Get Up on this. We have Mr. Bad Example.
Oh.
Back. Mr. Bad Example is back.
Who could that be about?
Dr. Drew is on the program.